The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. Unlimited broadband so you can download, upload and stream as much as you like.
But I want to go now to the Aran Islands. We had a beautiful day on Inishere on our travels recently, and we met a wonderful woman by the name of Una McDonough, who's on the phone. Una, good morning.
Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
Oh, you fed me and you gave me tea and you looked after me. I'll never forget your hospitality on the island. I was like Odysseus on tour on the coast of Ireland. So thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. You know, such changed times since then, but please God, we'll get back to normal again in the future.
I hope so. You took a poll on the island last week and you asked, do you want to open the island for tourists or not? What percentage said no?
Well, the local Corcuivan, the co-op, ran a survey to see what, you know, because they're involved in tourism themselves and they do represent all residents on the island, they decided, you know, we better take a survey and see what people want and what their opinion is. And 92% said they wanted to keep the island closed to tourism this year. But, you know, we realised that we can't stay closed completely. And we were all geared up, we'll say, for the Phase 5 opening. And then last week, when this 2-plus kind of very fast opening was announced, we're all very nervous. And it's really from a public health issue, really, because we're a very vulnerable population, as you know. We're very small. And we're very afraid of the virus getting into the island. And like the local doctors and that have asked for us to be left be until Phase 5. And it's just to see what the virus is doing on the mainland, I suppose, and to give us that little breathing space, because it's not in our nature at all not to welcome people. We welcome everyone with open arms all the time, you know.
You sure do. And would you say, Una, are you saying to people, please don't come just this for the time being? Or are you saying, come and see what happens? I mean, are you kind of saying, please don't?
Please don't, at least till the 20th of July.
Okay, so wait till then.
Yes, exactly. Now, family and friends, fine, that haven't seen loved ones and that, ease it slowly, slow and steady, just to be on the safe side. Because at the moment, we have water reserves are depleted and we have restrictions on water for the islanders alone. There's no public toilets open, and I don't know how we're going to manage it when it does open up. But of course, we know, like, most of the island is dependent on tourism, and the rest of them would be more chi. I know there's schools and stuff employing teachers and that and administration, but that's a small percentage. The big income is the more chi, the scullery saura and tourism. And people have, you know, decided that health is more important than wealth this year, you know.
For one summer, hopefully only.
Exactly. Yeah. And like, okay, come the 20th of July, ease it in slowly and see, we'll manage it the best we can. But really, it's from a public health issue, really. And, you know, we're very fragile and frail at the end of the day and very small.
Okay, Una, we have to leave it there. Listen, if you'll allow us after the 20th of July, we'll come and see you for more tea. Okay, look after yourself. Thank you so much.
Ryan,
thanks a million. Mind yourself. Slán for now and take
you
care.
Slán go fóill.
Okay, Una McDonough from Inishere telling us this. Tread carefully and hold until July 20th, at least, for that island. It may be different for others, but that's what they're saying there. Okay, we respect that.